This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back. BetQL, as you guys know, on the BetQL Network. This is BetQLU. We've been here since the very beginning of the college football season. We have been here crowning a college football champ in Michigan as Jim Harbaugh rolls on to the NFL. We have been here to crown a college basketball champion, who is UConn, a second straight year. And it feels very rare, RJ, where we go into a season, and I want to believe that UConn was just a pretty popular pick. It was a pretty consensus pick that UConn would do it again, that they would win the title again. And it's very rare that people, you know, sort of come together collectively and believe that, and then it actually happens. It's very rarely that easy. But for this UConn team, it absolutely seemed to be 75-60. That's their second straight national championship. It's their sixth national championship since 1999. So what a run, man. If you're a UConn fan, you've been drowning in championship rings over the last 25 years or so. What did you think of the game as it played out? Did you ever have any thought that Purdue would keep it close?
Maybe mid first half. Just before halftime, I thought there was a chance. Because, one of the main parts to UConn's run when they really took off this year was Donovan Klingon, and he didn't have a great game. He wasn't fantastic in this game. I thought there was a time where, sure, I could see, Purdue staying in this thing. But I'll tell you this. I bet UConn just about every way you can imagine. I was not surprised at the result, but I did think at some point in, late first half, I could see Purdue staying in this.
I just have never seen a team in any sport that's covered with the consistency of this UConn team. I don't know what they did in the regular season. I don't have it in front of me, but I feel like they covered most of their games that they won in the regular season as well. I don't know. I don't know if it's clinging. I don't know if it's the combination of, but this team is the most, one of the most, I mean, it's up there with like Brady. And I don't even think Brady covered like this with the Pats in those runs.
I don't know, man. Brady covered at like an insanely high rate. It was like 60% for his career. More than that.
Was he? Okay. I think probably there in the early years of the Patriots dynasty, I could see it. But what made this so impressive from the UConn perspective is that they weren't dogs. They weren't like 3-point underdogs, 4-point underdogs. Right. That's what, like, I kind of thought about the Mahomes playoff run, but Mahomes was a dog every single week. So it's different. This UConn team was a 7.5-point favorite. They were an 11.5-point favorite. They were a 26.5-point favorite. You name the week, they were laying a lot of points. And they covered every single game, 12 straight games in the NCAA tournament. It's never happened. And RJ, I'll tell you this, it's never going to happen again.
Nope. No, it won't, because, we don't see very many back-to-back champs anyway. And when you do, they're going to have a slip-up. That UNLV team, the one that won the title, so the first year, was it 90? Yeah. They only won their Sweet 16 game by two. It was 69-67. They may have played Michigan State. I can't remember who it was. But, like, even they didn't blow everybody out like this. This is like just utter dominance. And, you know, I could sit here and tell you how annoying Dan Hurley is. And I just don't like him at all. But, like, the results are in. And, like, that's all. Like, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. And you know, you can – there are people within your family that you can look at and go, man, I just don't like them. But they're your family. Like, you know, and that's what UConn fans – like, you know, the guy wins, dude. You have to give this whole team credit. And I don't like UConn at all. I don't like UConn basketball. That is – you know, they have joined. They have joined the Blue Blood. Now, I don't know who you kick out. I don't know what team you kick out of the Blue Blood crowd, but they've joined it. You can't keep them out anymore. And I don't know that you could have kept them out coming into this year. It's what they have done is so amazing. So amazing. They just won just random titles. In the last 15 years, they just won two random titles with Kemba and Shabazz. Like, they weren't even close. Yeah. Just random titles just thrown in there. You got programs like Alabama who made their first Final Four. Meanwhile, UConn's winning a random title where they win like 11 games in 20 days. It's just crazy, crazy. But that's what they do. It's a great program.
Yeah, I heard Otani's interpreter faded UConn every game of the last two tournaments. That's how he got into the hole. You know,
big time. Good gosh.
When I saw the details today, by the way, about that, I mean, it's shocking. It's shocking.
How do you lose that much money in wagers?
Dude, the worst sports bettors are like 47%.
Yeah.
The worst. He was like 22%.
22%.
He was like trying to lose it.
There's so much more to this, though. There's so much more to this. I don't know. Like, there's so, like, no bookies giving that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
A guy making 300 grand, that kind of a line of credit. Like, there's way more of this that we got to find out. We ain't going to find out, but we got to.
If I was bookmaking and I saw this sucker coming in and he told me he knew Otani and he kept losing and he was paying, you can have whatever you want, brother. You could fade the Huskies every damn round if you want to, man. You know. Hey, you need more? No problem. Just make sure that payment hits on Tuesday. All right. We can keep this party going forever if you want. So I've never wanted to be a bookie until I knew that there were, you know, guys like Mizuhara that were, you know, using their connection. Anyway, that's sort of neither here nor there. But yes, this, I'm with you. I like Hurley's antics to me are I think they're way too much. Like him barking at Zach Edey as Edey was walking off the floor there in the first half, I thought was just really uncalled for. Because he's not allowed to like say something back to you, or you just don't think he would, or I thought it was very unprofessional. Like, you can have your aggression with a ref because a ref can do something, right? A ref can tee you up and throw you out, and you guys can have your thing. But like, I don't appreciate his antics on the sideline, how he lives and dies with every call. But I mean, his players seem to respond to it, RJ, and they have for 2 years now. And you know, I watched Penny Hardaway beat him twice in his first 2 years, and I remember thinking, what's all the what's all the hubbub about Dan Hurley? I mean, I remember thinking that, you know, and to see that he's gone from that in the AAC to taking off like he has in the Big East, it's an unbelievable rise.
Best thing they ever did was get out of the AAC. It brought energy back to the program, brought fans back. Yep. I mean, fans can't get up for Tulsa on a Tuesday night. But Georgetown comes into town, even though Georgetown stinks, you know, they can still get up for it. It's brought back a lot. Yeah, they belonged in the Big East. They were not, you know, just recognize who you are. You know, they don't need a football program. They don't need one. They're a basketball school, man. Just like Duke. You can pretend all you want that you got a football program. Carolina, same thing. Pretend all you want you got a football program. You know what you are. You know where your money goes. You got a $24 million budget at UConn. That's a football budget. That's a football budget.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So I heard them talking on the BetMGM Tonight show here on BetQLU about what's going to be or on BetQL Network, excuse me. What's going to be harder? What would be harder? A Kansas City three-peat or a UConn three-peat? And to me, it's not even a question. Like, to me, it's by far UConn doing this for a third straight time. Like, they're having to replace so much. Klingon's gone. Newton's gone. Castle's gone. They were able to get away with it a year ago because you were bringing back Newton and Klingon, and you were bringing in Castle. You know, they were fortunate in that regard. They will not be as fortunate this time. They will have to replace a lot. But two straight titles, man. Like, you got two titles out of that. That's amazing. Any fan base in the world would take that.
Yeah, it's easily UConn would be more difficult because they don't have Patrick Mahomes. Like, that's the other part of it. Yeah. Is that, you know, the Kansas City knows that for the next X amount of years, they've got the guy. They have the guy that all others fear. And that's at the end of the day, that's all that matters. UConn, I have no – their transfer portal class could come in and be terrible, not mesh well. We've seen that before. We saw it with Arkansas. Saw it with Memphis this year. You know, they had good portal classes. Didn't work. So, yep. All these schools. I mean, you have no idea with this portal world we're in. Like, I'm thinking to myself, well, I don't even know who's going to be on Tennessee's team next year. I know a couple of guys, like the mainstays, but I mean, I have no idea who's filling out the roster. You got every school's got departures, some to the NBA, some to the portal. You don't know who's coming in, and you don't know how the guys coming in are going to work with the guys you already got. So it's a wild world. Wow.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. It's why you hear, you know, Izzo complaining, but it's a sacrifice that you're no doubt willing to make, you know, if you get a couple titles out of it. And again, I think what UConn showed in the last 2 years with their just sheer dominance is that the portal is something that you indulge in, but you don't get full on, if that makes sense. You know, Newton had multiple years. Klingon was a freshman. Castle was a freshman. Caravan was a freshman last year. You know, you bring in a guy like Cam Spencer with 1 year left as a shooter, as a specialist, but by and large, that team had been together for at least two seasons. And I think they kind of showed you the blueprint. You still have to develop these kids. You still have to build a chemistry. And, you know, again, they maximized it. I don't think in this day and age of the transfer portal, like, not only will we not see a team that covers, I mean, I think that's, like, truly, we will look back at this UConn team as a relic. Yeah, like, we will look back at them as a relic in an age where there's so much turnover, there's so much moving, coming, and going, and yet this UConn team was able to win. And this, like, that Florida team that did it in 06, 07, that's the last team that did it. They brought back every starter, right? Yeah. They brought back every single guy from the previous team. That is not what UConn did. UConn had to replace a lottery pick in Jordan Hawkins. They had to replace a guy that got on the floor on Wednesday night in Andre Jackson Jr. They had to replace a guy in Adama Sanogo who was a draft pick. They had to replace three pros in the transfer portal, and they did it, and they've got another title out of it. I mean, it's just insane, man.
And they were arguably better. You can argue they were better this year
in some ways. In some ways,
yeah. And then you know, Dan Hurley, he just, like, I don't know what Bobby did to him as a kid, but he wants to, like, ruin your day. Like, he wants to, like, beat you and then beat you while he's beating you. Like, it really is remarkable what they've done. It's the best program going right now. They'll probably get whoever they want in the portal, assuming they have the money for it, and they do. Their budget's high. I don't know who's stopping them. I really don't. And, you know, it ain't going to be Kentucky this year. They don't even know who their coach is. So I don't know. I can't for the life of me think that them repeating again, that would probably be the most remarkable 3-year sports run I've seen. You know, it is not a best of 7 series. It is a 1 and done. It is the most fickle tournament there is. And to go through that and not even sweat past the 10-minute mark of the second half in any of those games throws you for a loop mentally. It threw me for a loop, man. It really did.
No question about it. So, yeah, a salute, no question about it, to the UConn Huskies, who walked the walk all season long. And finish their story, as Cody Rhodes would say. There's no doubt about that. All right, we'll come back. We'll preview a little bit of next year, a look ahead to next year in college basketball, and a look ahead to college football in 2024. So there's still a lot more to come here on what's going to be the final show of the 23-24 season of BetQLU. We started with 3. We're going to end with 2. That's show business, baby. We'll come back, wrap this up. One last time on BetQLU. Be back after this.